The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. President, such actions would be wrong. It would be an affront to the people of this country, which they will never forget. It would be a permanent stain on your presidency. I urge you to make clear that you will not do this.
That's Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama talking about the situation with the illegal crisis that we have going on at the border. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So once again, this is where we meet, in the middle. I said it on a previous show, whatever your label that you proudly wear, or maybe you wear no label, but you certainly have an opinion on what should happen. Most Americans saying that the U.S. law should be changed so illegal immigrants who have swarmed across the southern border in the last couple of months can be sent home quickly without a deportation hearing, so that leapfrogs over the necessary money to fund all these immigration judges, for one. There's a brand new Associated Press GFK poll that found that two-thirds of Americans say that illegal immigration is a serious problem for the country. What's significant here is we're almost out of June. That was May, 14 points. That is a very big swing. People are paying attention, and those labels don't matter. We're Americans. It matters what you think we should do. Should we embrace? Should we create this asylum for these children from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador? Because at this point, and they don't even really know the numbers, but the best we can come up with is there's about 58,000 of these immigrant kids who have illegally come into the country since October, most from those three countries. How many are seeking to be hooked up with a parent already living in the United States? That is, after all, what the law is. So with this humanitarian situation in June, the president was pressing Central America to stop the flow and to ask Congress for more than $3.7 billion in money to hire those judges I mentioned, build more detention space, and process the kids faster. Well, if you eliminate that, then you don't have to worry about that. So the new bill that the Republicans threw up in the House would cost $659 million, not billion, $659 million through the last 2 months of the fiscal year, because remember, we're talking October, and that would send National Guard troops to the border and allow these kids to be deported much more quickly. As I discussed before, and many of you know, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, is up in arms saying this is ridiculous, outrageous, we're America. We do not show the military massive enforcement to children, pushing them back onto planes and back across the border. But you got to say, 2-1 is the margin. This is one sampling where they show, illustrate, that Americans oppose the current process for handling these minors, which requires that those who aren't from, by the way, Mexico or Canada, stay in the country and get a hearing before a judge before they can be deported. Changing the law to allow children crossing illegally to be sent back without a hearing drew support from 51% of the people that were polled. That's a high number. Now, to be sure, for those of you listening and maybe shaking your head, a majority still support a pathway to citizenship, but that's dumped. That's slipped from 51%. To 51% from 55% just a couple of months ago. we don't have the right answer here, folks. And we know it because we haven't been enforcing things from the past, and now it's haunting us. And we don't have a secure border, and we know that. I mean, anyone knows that. Again, it's not politics. It makes sense because we see it. We know it. I can tell you I've seen it. And it's a nightmare. And I really believe, sadly, this is going to get worse before it gets better. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, looking at worldviews from the marketing, the branding, and the strategic point of view, if you will. Also, in this hour, we will look at a couple of other things that have us buzzing, you could say, over the health of your head. Concussions on the rise, and not just boys playing football and hockey, but also girls who are involved in soccer, who can't finish school, meaning high school and college. Scary things that are happening and need to be addressed and are being addressed because of shorter practices in Texas, and now that kicks in also in California. In next year it will anyway, in 2015, I think is a good thing. Because it's very sad, ultimately, to see these kids who were superior athletes but got banged and slapped to the ground and tackled and everything else, that couldn't bounce back, couldn't focus, couldn't do the things that they needed to do to continue with school because of these concussions, right? Speaking of concussions, well, at least a migraine, I guarantee Vladimir Putin might be sporting one of those, although he wouldn't admit to it. But the president announced some economic sanctions against truly key factors of the Russian economy. And here's the biggest part of this. Europe is on board. Europe was part of this, part of the sanctions. They were playing it a little bit back. They were waiting in the wings to see what would happen, but no longer. They are in this with the United States, and I think will make a huge difference in what happens here. And this is exactly what should have happened before. So what does it mean, ultimately? It means that diplomats and ambassadors from 28 member European bloc agreed to the restrictions on the trade of equipment for the oil and defense sectors. It's called dual-use technology. So that's for defense and civilian purposes. Russia state-run banks would be barred from raising money in European capital markets, and they would be reviewed, by the way, in 3 months. These are pretty big. This could cause, maybe finally, Putin to collapse somewhat in the eyes of the Russian people or not. We're talking to Andrew Szabo about that and other things. Peel Back the Onion next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Peel back the onion with Andrew Sabo. He's a marketing, branding, and strategy expert. And boy, there is always a lot to talk about. And we're going to start with this one. How about all these impeachment rumors? And many of you called the show to say it. I mean, Dan in Texas, how many times has he said that to me here on the airwaves? But how about the fact that the Democrats are really cashing in on all that conversation about impeaching President Obama? They've raised $1 million on Monday alone. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chair Steve Israel told a bunch of reporters today in D.C. that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner's announcement of this lawsuit a few weeks ago against the president actually kicked open the door to the fundraising drive. And check this out. So, you know, there, as we go through this, what's been really fascinating, I think one of the biggest things coming out of this is they say the Democrats, some 74,000 first-time donors have responded to the Democrats' House arm pitch about impeachment. It's 'cause, so they're donating, whether it's $20, you know, whatever it is. Andrew, first of all, welcome to the show. From a strategy point of view, poor strategy, perhaps, on the part of the Speaker of the House, or maybe it's just dumb luck that it led into the hands of the Democrats because they were able to use this and raise more money. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, thank you. Welcome to, good to be on your show, as always. Yeah, I do think it was a brilliant strategy by the Democrats to use this whole both the lawsuit and the talk about impeachment, lots of talk about that from different parts, from different corners, so to speak. And I don't think anybody saw that coming, really. I mean, just to leverage that to gain support for raising, as you said, a huge amount of money. I think it will run out, though. I think there's a limit to how many people are going to really keep putting money into this, especially since now, you know, Obama has come out and said he's ruling out impeachment, and he's actually saying that it's really a scam that was started by the Democrats. So I think a lot of Democrats, once they start hearing that news, you know, and his quote was, "We have no plans to impeach the president. We have no future plans." Listen, it's all a scam started by Democrats at the White House. So I think there's going to be some Democrats that are even more, they're going to disenchant some of their base, when that news gets out that it was really, a scam to raise funds.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll disenchant them, but I think it's going to be short-lived. So in other words,
I think some, there's going to be a percentage that's going to look at that and say, you know, there's some that's okay, well, it was, you know, I put in $20, $100, whatever, you know, and they're not going to do anything more about it. But there's going to be, I think, a certain percentage. But as you said, I think there's going to be a limit to, I think, you know, they managed to milk it for a few days, and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so this is big deal. We've been talking about Putin for a long time now. The president announced new economic sanctions, and these are big ones, big bad ones that slam the Russian economy in some key sectors. But what's really the big deal, it's not so much the U.S., it's that Europe is completely on board. They're not sitting on their laurels anymore. They are deep into this, too. I think this is going to really squeeze Putin, because the Russian billionaires eventually are going to say, enough is enough. They don't want their money going down the drain. What do you say?
Well, here's the problem that we have at this point. You know, this is the Russian economy is actually very strong at this point. So they have the ability to withstand quite a bit of pressure. I was actually just reading some statistics today. You know, they're certainly up there in terms of oil production, gas production. Their level of debt, you know, we're running at 101%. So, it's a GDP. Theirs is at 8%. They have low unemployment rates. So, and the reality, yes, they can, yeah, there'll be some sanctions, but that's their economy is so strong at this point that I'm not sure how effective some of those sanctions are really going to be. And the other thing that I was researching earlier today is the fact that we've actually been doing more trade. So there's a lot of stuff around this. Yes, we're saying we're doing this, but since the sanctions were imposed, we've actually done more trade post-sanctions than pre-sanctions. So I think it's just going to be a small little nibble, and I don't think it really will have much effect on Putin. Putin has got his agenda. He's got this all figured out. And even with the Europeans, and there's only so much Europe can do, because 35% of gas production, 35% of Europe's gas comes from Russia. So there's only so much they can do. So their hands, I know they're being a little, as you correctly pointed out, they're coming to the table, with some of those sanctions, but, you know, you can't, right now that's the hand that feeds them gas, a significant percentage of their gas.
Yeah, that's why I think it's significant, because this is what they call sectorial sanctions. So German Chancellor Angela Merkel, for example, definitely did not want to do this. Very reluctant to try to jump into the middle of this with the sanctions before the crash. But because of the crash, I think at this point it was unavoidable for her and so many others. And because this isn't individuals anymore, because this is complete sectional sanctions, I think that this will damage some of their biggest energy supplies, some of their suppliers for sure. But we'll see. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Putin's not. I agree with you on that. Putin has no signs of backing down despite this. So, I mean, is there going to be pressure on him from the Russians, from his own people, or maybe not? We don't really know for sure. We'll see. And that's going to be where we really, when we talk about strategy, if that strategy paid off or not, if the sanctions really have teeth, we'll know in the next couple of weeks, couple of months, by what goes on in the Ukraine and what happens with Putin, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and again, there's so much strength when it comes to the Russian economy. They can take quite a bit of a hit. I mean, like I said, Russia's the top oil producer on the planet Earth. The U.S. is third. Russia's number two oil exporter. Natural gas production, top producer. Their trade deficit surplus, another thing, is, we're running a trade deficit of more than half a billion each year. Russia's got actually a large trade surplus. Unemployment, gold reserves. They've got huge gold reserves. Their military is strong, as we see. You know, we've got left behind here. I think the Cold War's been over a long time, but they have rebuilt, and they're stronger than ever before. And I think not just militarily, but economically. So I think they can, even with sanctions with some teeth, they can hold out for quite a bit.
All right, so we agree on part of that, and part of it we totally disagree on. We'll see what happens. We'll see. That's what I said. We'll see if there is an uprising, if enough people get together and say, boom, you're done. That's one thing about Russians. You do not individually mess with their purse. You don't mess with their wealth. But if there's other things that are spread out across the board, then you're absolutely right. It's a lot stronger to withstand that. Hey, one quick one. I want to make sure we get this in. We don't have much time, just a couple of quick minutes. But there's a new poll out. I'm not surprised by this. Associated Press, GFK poll. You know, it's always a sampling. But the poll overwhelmingly found that the majority of people who took it say send illegals home now because they're tired of what's happening at the southern border. In fact, it's gotten so big that two-thirds of Americans now say this is a serious problem for the country and we're sick of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw that poll too. I think it was like 77%.
Whew.
The country is up in arms on this. And I think it's going to only get worse. We're right now in the end of July. August is coming up. And now you're going to have all these kids going to the schools are not ready for it. So now you're going to see a huge issue when it comes to these kids going to the schools. And we're seeing literally an uprising. Even in Chicago, they're saying, look, Obama, you know, of course, that's his base. You take better care of these illegals than our own homeless people and the poor. So we're seeing it across the country. It's impacting several areas, and I think it's just going to get worse in the next 60 days.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to get much worse. All right, Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, thanks a lot.
As always, thank you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're blocking the exports of specific goods and technologies to the Russian energy sector. We're expanding our sanctions to more Russian banks and defense companies. And we're formally suspending credit that encourages exports to Russia and financing for economic development projects in Russia. Russia and its proxies in Ukraine have failed to cooperate with the investigation and to take the opportunity to pursue a diplomatic solution to the conflict in Ukraine.
So there's the president's throwing in on the squeeze of Russia, as you heard us talk about there, Andrew and I, and disagreeing there. I think that Putin will start to feel the squeeze on this. And this is why it's so important that Europe was part of this, because of the impact on their own economy. The new sanctions don't affect any previous contracts, so that means France is going to be allowed to go ahead with delivery of a naval helicopter carrier it already sold to Russia. And Russia's oil industry has been targeted, but its natural gas, which powers European industry and lights its cities, is spare. So that's also happened. Because Russia, by the way, is the world's biggest exporter of natural gas and second biggest exporter of oil. But still, there's going to be a lot of countries, a lot of the European countries, and companies that are going to feel the pinch of this. BP, British energy giant BP, is still the biggest foreign investor in Russia. 20% stake in Russia's biggest oil company. they'll probably be hurt by this. This is why I think that this applied pressure may really work. I mean, we still don't know for sure about the Malaysian plane, which is outrageous. How can we not know about the Malaysian plane? It was shot down, what, accidentally by rebels using a Russian missile? Well, who gave them the missile? So this time, with all the violence exploding in the Ukraine, with the plane being brought down, I think that Putin is going to be put on notice. In other words, he's going to have an incredible balancing act. It's about the money. It is. The individual money. And if not, it does show the resistance of Putin. It really does. And finally, the Europeans are going after Putin. Finally, they are, because of the plane. Because they couldn't ignore it. Couldn't ignore it this time around. So let's see. Hit the reset button. Where does it all end up? Hey, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, did you ever get that feeling in your gut that you, I shouldn't have done that? Or how come I didn't see that coming my way? I know every single person listening to me, I don't care if you're in your 20s, in your 50s, somewhere in the middle of that. Everybody has felt that at some point. And the worst is when you ignore it, and then what you didn't want to happen happens. Ugh. So we're going to talk about that with a really, really, really great guest, because she had it happen to her, Maureen St. Germain. She had it happen to her where she probably could have been killed in a wreck, but didn't ignore her gut and followed a truck off the road, which ultimately led to her not being hit by a car going 60 miles an hour. But she'll tell you all the details on that and what it is you need to do to try to channel that whole intuition thing and not push it aside and get burned. Because I think that's what happens. People get burned. All right, speaking of getting burned, you know, this quicksand in the Middle East has now become part of the volleying back and forth that's happening, the water cooler buzz, because with only a few days left in Washington trying to hurry up and wrap up a few things, including the VA funding, just make that official, the whole deal, you also have Democrats and Republicans scrambling to come up with a $225 million boost to Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system before they break. Because with the Gaza war escalating, Israel is proving to be pretty tough to unite both sides. Meaning members in both parties have introduced legislation backing the Jewish state, condemning the Palestinian group Hamas, and seeking a tougher Iran policy. Iron Dome is the priority, but the House and the Senate are duking it out over the whole process. No money for Israel is included in a larger House spending bill focused on what we have happening here, border security. And then you have Congressman Hal Rogers from Kentucky, who's the Appropriations Committee chair, who said military support for Israel has to be separate. So that's all part of the inner working. Where are you sticking it? Where are you getting the money? And we know, of course, Israel escalated even more its operations against Hamas, because now we're talking about being in the fourth week. And the Prime Minister of Netanyahu says, look, get ready for a prolonged campaign. So the Iron Dome has been receiving a daily barrage of Palestinian rocket fire. And the dome has knocked hundreds out of the sky. But even pressing for a ceasefire, they're backing Israel's request to replenish the missile defense stockpiles, while they're fighting. So our Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, is asking Congress to approve it. Because this is what protects them from indiscriminate rocket fire. Boy, oh boy. Once again, it's costing us in all different directions. But there's strong bipartisan support here for the Iron Dome. And there always probably will be, and there always has been in the past. Does it go through, though? Does it go through? Even Senator Ted Cruz, he was part of the problem, kind of hindering the ultimate appointments of a couple of U.S. ambassadors to our big, couple of our big allies, because he's vowing to block all State Department nominees awaiting confirmation, holding out until the Federal Aviation Administration answers his questions about the 36-hour ban last week on flights to Israel. Because Cruz says it was an economic boycott of Israel to pressure it into a ceasefire with Hamas. To be a fly on the wall and hear the conversation between Benjamin Netanyahu and Obama would be really interesting. It would be really, really interesting, let's put it that way. So a ceasefire has to happen. That's the only way to hogtie Hamas and their ability to actually shoot off these rockets. There has to be a way to remove the threats, right? And all this diplomacy has not led to that. All this diplomacy has fallen on deaf ears at this point. So, we the taxpayers, I've said this a million times, so you know, we have lots at stake here. This is money going to the dome, $225 million, while we're also trying to get border security dough for at least the next couple of months before the end of the fiscal year. So we know where this goes. We're arguing about dollars and cents, but it's dollars and cents that are coming out of your pocket and my pocket. I think we have to be very vigilant in our defense of Israel. And then we see the missteps that we've had at our own border, what that's led to, and economically what it means. Where money has to be pushed, not to secure borders more, but just to take care of the flow right now of so many unaccompanied kids. Mixed in, by the way, with still the normal chaos that they have at main border crossings, but also some of the more, what I call, areas that are much more sparse. Because they can't patrol them all. Because they can't possibly be in five different places at once. And part of that goes back to the kids again. And having to do right by them, to process them, to get them someplace theoretically safer until they can have a deportation hearing. So everything hinges on that whole hearing thing. So as you can see, if you don't pay close attention, money is coming out and bleeding in different directions. That's why when I say the buzz in the backyard is over the quicksand in the Middle East and what we should be concerned with and what we have to toss aside, and also what's happening at our own borders because of what that means to us, not just humanitarianly. We know that. We get that. But what does it mean economically, realistically, right? All right. Listening to your gut, if you're not, you will be after our next conversation here on America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Boy, I can't tell you how many times we've talked about this here on America Tonight, about what now is going on with concussions, especially from the world of sports, but even beyond the world of sports. So in our virtual green room, we're going to go to him in a second, is Dr. Brandon Brock from the Carrick Brain Centers in Dallas, and he has treated countless student athletes and a lot of former NFL players suffering from concussions and some other serious head injuries. A new law kicks in soon. California lawmakers have this plan to make football safer for middle school and high school players. So the California state law passed just the other week bans full contact football practices during the off season. Schools will be forced to limit full contact practices to 2 90-minute sessions per week. It's already happening in Texas. Dr. Brock, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so you saw that, you know, in talking about California, we've seen that now in Texas, this is already in its second year of this new rule. What have we seen as a result of that? I mean, I would imagine you support that because that has to be less wear and tear, for lack of a better way to describe it, on the brain, right?
Yeah, we don't like to see any head injuries, and there's just way too many of them, unfortunately, and we're seeing them in younger and younger kids. And the other thing is that these kids are playing, you know, club football, so they're getting hit all year round. So what they're really trying to do is reduce the amount of cumulative trauma and just kind of give them a break, because parents and coaches and everybody's pushing these kids so much that they keep getting these real subtle, small head injuries. And over time, they add up to the point to where they start having big, big problems, even though they don't suffer a massive blow. It's just an accumulation of small injuries.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty serious, right? I mean, we could pull out all kinds of statistics, but and we see it across the board in different sports with these young athletes. And because kids idolize athletes and they want to play. They want to play the sports to the best level they can. And so times and equipment are a lot different than I think they used to be. So are you still seeing more of that among the younger kind of athlete than anybody else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, TV is sensationalizing a lot of these athletes, and younger kids, you know, are watching TV. They want to be their heroes, which, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's really pretty cool to be able to, you know, to try to aspire to be something. But, you know, we have these younger kids, and they have weaker necks, and they have weaker biomechanics. And so they're a lot more prone to getting head injuries when they have weaker necks. I mean, we're really big advocates that you should have a strong neck and be able to support your frame, because you have a lot lower probability of having a head injury whenever you can do that. But we really are seeing younger and younger kids have more and more head injuries. And as it accumulates, they get into high school, and it really starts to affect their grades and their ability to perform.
Oh, yeah. I you would assume that that would really make them struggle there. What are the symptoms?
Well, some of the symptoms, you know, obviously if you had a head injury or if you have some sort of trauma that you think might be affecting the brain, of course, one of the things that we see most common is headaches. The next thing that we see is some irritability, and then, of course, not being able to sleep. And if somebody has, you know, symptoms where they're just not right, or they can't remember where they're at, or they can't remember other things that they typically would remember all the time, you know, you really need to get them to the hospital or the emergency room, because they could have a slow bleed or an increase of intracranial pressure that could really be changing their function. So there's so many things, but one of the things we see the most is they just aren't who they used to be, and so they don't quite perform academically the way they did, or they can't retain the amount of information that they used to when they read, or maybe their math skills kind of decline a little bit, or maybe their coordination slips downhill a little bit. And we take those things and we retrain them and improve them and make the person perform better so that their brain can heal up.
So obviously retraining them and letting the brain heal up is one of the things you do. What are some of the other treatments that you do at the Carrick Brain Centers that you can offer to the younger athletes that have these head injuries?
Well, one of the things that we do is, you know, we do baseline testing, which is really good. We want to do more baseline testing so we can know where students are at before and after injury. Some of the other stuff that we do is, you know, general neurology, where we look at, you know, all kinds of injuries, not just head injuries. But with these younger athletes, we give them a really good evaluation. It evaluates all of their reflexes. It evaluates their whole brain. And it really gives us a good indicator, I think, as to whether or not somebody is safe to play or not. And that's always the big question. Is it safe for them to play? When can they return? And we can give a very objective answer that is so clear that it can help coaches, parents, and students make a decision that we feel is pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you don't want to see any head injuries, but once you have one concussion, is there a limit to how many, like, whoa, I think maybe I hate to tell you this, but maybe you should kind of step aside from sports. Have you ever had to say that to anyone or some of the doctors you've worked with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can have one really, really, really bad one, and that's it. Or you can have two, three, or four little ones that just didn't have enough time to heal. And you got to remember that if you've had one head injury that doesn't completely resolve and you get another head injury on top of that, it's going to last, or it's going to have greater symptoms with less head injury. And it's going to have a greater probability of staying longer, healing slower, and giving greater symptoms. So when we start seeing that occur, we just take them out, or we suggest that they just don't expose themselves to the damage anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Don't expose yourself to it. I mean, this is kind of a different question, but I was thinking about this today with soccer and some stories I know about young girls playing soccer. I would assume, and here we were talking about football players, but I would assume mostly boys and men get more of these concussions. But are you seeing more young girls or more women coming in with concussions?
Well, it's the number two cause of concussion in high school athletes. And remember, a high school athlete is three times greater to suffer from a concussion than a college or professional athlete. So what we find is this: women can kick a soccer ball pretty much as hard as a guy, but their necks aren't as strong as men typically. So they suffer greater biomechanical whiplash, and so they concuss easier. And so we see an enormous amount of female soccer players, you know, and you just really feel bad for them because, you know, they just can't thrive. They're tired. They can't get their schoolwork done. You know, they start to drop out of college or they can't finish high school. And it's debilitating, and we see it a lot in female soccer. I mean, the only other sports that we see that much are hockey and football players.
Wow, so hockey and football. I'm not surprised, actually, by either one, I should say that. All right, you know, we're talking about concussions, and we're speaking with Dr. Brandon Brock. Now, I wonder about concussions even from the fact that there's people that refuse. I mean, this might seem like a mundane thing, but I know there's people listening to us who are avid bike riders, and I've been with people who say, why should I wear a helmet? Does it make a big difference if you fly over the handlebars and you got that helmet on versus not?
Well, you know, helmets do two things. You know, first of all, when it comes to concussion, you know, the greater the helmet technology is not proportionate to the amount of protection from a concussion that you're going to get. Because you got to remember, the brain is like this little gelatinous thing floating around in your skull. So if you hit your head, it's still going to squish around inside there and you're still going to have a concussion. Now, a helmet can definitely reduce abrasions. It can reduce skull fractures, and it can reduce the amount of damage that you have to the outer portion of your skull, which ultimately can translate to greater damage inside your skull. I mean, if you fracture your head, you know, you can have a chip or a bone fragment that can poke into your brain and cause some real damage. So there's good and bad in regards to helmets. One of the things we've seen is that this new technology comes out in football. It's like, this is the greatest helmet in the world, and this is going to protect you from everything. So now these guys hit each other with basically no fear, and they end up getting concussed. And a good case in point is rugby players. They have less concussions than, like, American football players because they know they can't use their head as a weapon indiscriminately. So they actually have less concussions in that sport than in just regular football.
Yeah. So I think it's worth saying this again, Doc. If people feel like they can't remember where they are, they're having lots of problems, not being themselves at all, it's important to get to the hospital, right? Get to the emergency room, something, because you want to get there before it's too late.
That's right. If you have a slow bleed, you know, inside your head, or if you have some sort of, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that can become very serious after a head injury. If you have any question, or if you just don't feel right, or if there's just anything, I mean, you're a hero either way. If you go and they're normal, then great, you rolled it out. And if you go and you find something really terrible that's fixed in the right amount of time, then, of course, that can be life-saving. So I personally don't deal with acute brain injuries, but I'm an advocate that if somebody has an acute or a brand-new brain injury, you got to get to the ER or the hospital and get that taken care of before you come see me.
All right, I hope a lot of people were paying attention to this. I bet they were. Great, useful information. Dr. Brandon Brock from the Carrick Brain Centers in Dallas, thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.